This is CliffCentral.com.
Eric, what time does the podcast start?
Just now.
Excellent.
That is us. Good morning. It is 9 o'clock, and this is the Just Now Comedy Podcast with Dangerous Diggity Dave
Dangerous
Levinson.
Dangerous Diggity Dave.
Yeah. Handsome, you know, Brandon McKay.
Call me that now. That all the comedians are in Montreal.
Viking Janssen.
Yeah. Can't actually be called Dangerous Diggity Dave. A shizzle.
What is this that you are playing? I've heard this clip before somewhere
is this
in my life.
Song
no, we're actually going to start this. It's actually quite a good song because it says a lot about
sharks.
No, about business and life.
So they use sharks as a metaphor
life. The sheriff was going to arrest him for ganja, and then he ate the sheriff.
Yes, but you can't arrest the shark.
There's been a lot of, the reason why I'm playing this, there's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talk about sharks.
Sia, thank you, Sia.
Thank you, Sia.
Possibly 8% better than Pelissa.
I was just going to say I owe you nice things, like, because I'm a nice guy.
Hey.
He doesn't have a political agenda. Brandon, how have you been?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Are you in the mood? You know that we don't actually need guests.
No.
There's been so much stuff happening in comedy that we could actually talk about for hours.
Wonder this Montreal.
No, I don't know, but I don't know what that is. But I'm going to find out more.
A comedy festival.
It's a comedy festival. But they've kind of put an African spin on it.
Yeah.
Is it only South African? Or was there a few Nigerian, basket mouth, everybody?
No, I think just South African, actually. Just the South African.
And I saw my little friend, Rabin.
Yeah, Rabin is there as well. Ryan Arduth is there.
They're
all there, man. They're all there.
Talking to the mic.
They're all doing the thing.
So and Eric, how have you been?
I've been well, thank you.
I saw you on NN7. Awesome. Is that a real?
No, not a NN7. ENCA. This guy making me sound some shit. Yes.
Not good enough.
Is ENN7 the shit one?
Yeah, ENN7 is the shit one.
Okay. So you were on the
I was on ENCA, Channel 4.
Or did they pre-read? What did they do?
Have you got they interviewed the interview? Me. Yeah, it's on
can
my
I
phone.
It?
Yeah,
no,
it's
Eric's
on my
famous
Twitter
now.
Page, son. Right. Oh, shit, I can say that now. It's on my Twitter page.
You're on the TV.
It's on my Facebook page, my Instagram, right,
so
Twitter feed.
Hit
stuff.
Me up on the Facebook.
You don't have to find it. Like, it's in the last tweets that we had.
That was fun, but did they come to your house? Did they come to
you're
Rachel
turning
Park?
Down my mic now. Like, I can't hear myself.
You got the wrong one.
This guy. Yeah, now fix the one that you were turning down prior. Thank you.
God,
there we
geez.
Go.
Hey,
right.
Angry there.
Diva, because I'm
you're a nominee.
He's a nominee and he's been on TV. Don't touch my mic.
But what did they do? Tell us about it.
What did they do? Where? They interviewed me.
Yeah.
No, they just interviewed me. Asked me questions, where I'm from, why I started comedy, how I started comedy, and what advice I have for youngsters.
Dave, you probably should have watched it.
Yeah.
surely then that wouldn't be a good interview then if I said, hey, you should all go watch it. Go to Eric's Facebook page and just click on it.
No, I didn't.
But here he is. I can actually say, were you excited?
It worked. Yeah, it was fun, man. I had fun.
Where did they do it?
At the studio. No, at the ENC.
Oh, you went
I was
the
on the news, like at the end of news.
So nice. Your family must be proud of your whole family to be on the news for something nice.
This guy. You see this guy now?
No,
they were proud. They were happy and stuff.
And what is your nominee? What is your nomination? Let's talk about that.
I am in the newcomer of the year category.
What is the credentials?
Have been doing comedy professionally for less than 3 years. And being recognized by the other comedians for doing well consistently in the comedy scene. So that's what I've been doing. Well,
be consistent.
Consistent. Yeah. I have been, surprisingly.
Okay.
I've been consistently.
It's weird.
Gigs
I
in Boxburg.
I die. Yeah, I did.
There was something there. Was something called East Strand Comedy. Did you get involved in
that? That shit is crazy. Dealt at Boxburg. Yeah. What do you know about your life?
Remember
son?
I said about shouting into the microphone?
I didn't even shout into the microphone. I just said, yeah. No, but for it was, yo, guys.
Where was it?
At Tilt in Boxburg, where Geek Tate used to be. The place used to be called Geek Tate, which is very strange.
Geek Tate?
Yes.
It's Afrikaans.
Afrikaans, yeah.
Yeah, there's no Geek Tate.
That was Geek Tate. Now is that no Tilt. It is now the Tilt. And
Tilt,
it is
like as in like on a pinball machine.
Yeah. Okay. But it was like proper. It was nice. It was a blazing show. Like it was sold out, which I didn't expect. And then it was nice, which was the second thing I didn't expect.
Who was on?
Boxburg. Myself, Deep Fried Man, Morgan, Beatbox, Pongani, Dube, Tsitsi, Chumia, and Dustin Moore. We had a fully loaded lineup.
Dustin Moore has come back. Ginger looking dude.
Yeah, that ginger
looking
dude.
Come back from overseas.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, he was complaining about our podcast. He was like, when he was on, his friend said it was the worst podcast he'd ever listened to. Then I was like,
his friend said that?
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't be friends.
Because that's your friend, my friend.
But, I mean, he's not that wrong.
Yeah, he's pretty
He's
accurate.
Probably just being honest.
But we don't care.
You know,
like, we still do
someone
this
has a standard. Like, that is the worst podcast I've ever listened to.
Yeah.
How many have you listened to in your whole life?
That's probably like the only one he's listened to. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can't gauge and say it was the worst, man. He's like, yeah, you can't just give comedians a mic and think they're going to be funny for an hour. That's not what the show should be. I'm like, oh, okay. That's nice.
Well,
do you have a radio show? Didn't think so. Shut up.
Were you on TV?
Were you nominated? Did you get nominated? Nigga, damn.
Yeah.
God,
you just
damn.
Sit down.
Okay, what are you gonna
do? Be humble.
We told. So that's Samoko. Hey, that's Samoko.
Yeah, Samoko.
I want to have him on the show as well, but he said it's kind of boring having a show producer on the show because they really just want to be behind the scenes. Yeah. He doesn't like being on stage.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to be in the things.
Yeah.
And then, what is the Montreal thing? Is it
the Montreal Comedy Festival? It's like the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, but on a smaller scale, and there's less art. It's just comedy.
It's just for
it's
laughs.
100%
That's
comedy.
What it is. It's just for laughs.
Just for laughs, literally.
No, that is actually a massive comedy festival. It was the original ones that said, let's do this. Let's just a
So that's the one, yeah. So they all went up.
Who's there?
Yeah, a lot of guys. David Gow, the old Goliath clan. Loyusa Madinga's there, Mojack was there, Robbie's there, who else? Simi's there, Eugene Causa's there. Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody.
No, that was like a little alumni. There was like a school photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was very much like, hey, those are the guys.
Yeah. Those are our boys.
Don't forget Rabin.
Won't forget Rabin.
Never forget Rabin.
Yeah,
Ryan and Rabin were on opposite sides of the photo.
Yes.
So they're not allowed to touch. So, is that right, Eric?
I'm not sure. This is
what
new to me.
What happens when they touch?
The universe might implode because of reasons.
Yes, stop booking Trevor.
Yeah.
And then Trevor's coming now the next week.
Yeah,
coming.
Apparently. Yeah. Now in August.
Apparently.
From no, the
no,
second
really,
week of August.
No, he really
August,
is coming.
From the 11th. From the 11th. No, from the 11th of August. Yeah.
Okay. And then we also promised people that we're going to interview someone from Prime Circle.
Yeah.
So what happens when you're a rock star? You
cancel the morning of.
No, you stay in bed.
Oh, yeah. That's also a real thing. Yeah, that's also a real thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. So you need to turn the music up on the headphones. And you can WhatsApp us as well. We have a WhatsApp line. It is 079-748-2090. I had news stories, and then one of my stories disappeared, like, off the internet completely. Then I was like, is this real news or is this fake news?
Yeah, you're not
going
to give us fake news now, eh?
No, I was going to say that in the news that I read recently, Twitter said they will not ban or suspend Donald Trump's, Twitter account.
Why?
Despite what he tweets, they said.
So Twitter's going to leave it?
Yeah. Twitter's just going to leave him to do his thing. He can block as many people as he wants to, but Twitter themselves will not remove his account or block his account. Because one is the president, and two, it doesn't matter what harmful shit he says. He gets retweets and he gets likes and he's making the shit buzzing.
People
go
on Twitter just
to
read his tweets.
Donald Trump said this shit again. Yeah. And then there was a video of him before he was elected as president where he body slammed somebody through a table. Yeah. I was like, this is a fucking rock and roll president. I think this is where The Rock wants to run for president.
Yeah. No,
Rock was like, I used to put people through tables all the time. I can do this presidency thing. Yeah, so that happened. And then the second thing that I read in the news was Justin Bieber ran over a paparazzo with his monster truck. He was driving away because, you know, he recently canceled the rest of his purpose tour.
Yeah, he's very tired.
Because he was like, fuck it, I'm tired. This is weird. I've been doing more than the average 20, however old year he is. Sure. And I'm done with this purpose tour. I'm just going to speed off. So then the people were taking pictures of him. He jumped in his monster truck and he drove over this dude. Like, he bumped him. But then he came back when the police was called and shit. Because you know how that is.
So where's the comedy
you
in
don't
both
stop?
Those stories?
Hold on. Right. So, you know what they say about a guy with a big truck. He most probably has a small penis. And then speaking of penises, Usher Raymond is being sued because he infected a lady with herpes and now she's suing him for $20 million.
How does she know it was him?
Yeah, because...
Speaking about herpes.
In April, what happened was the first time they had sex was in April, like in the beginning of April.
April Fools.
And then that time he used
April Fools, you got herpes.
He used protection.
Yes.
But then 12 days later they met up again. In the heat of the moment they didn't use protection. And then
so why is it his fault?
She went and tested it. And then she had it. And then she just kept quiet about it because she didn't know where she got it from.
Okay, just tell me if this is working.
And then nothing's happening. Oh, okay.
This is how you phone a rock star on a Friday morning.
And then Usher came out that he had the disease.
Hello?
And he was in hospital.
Ross.
Hey,
we were just talking about Usher as being sued for herpes by someone. Usher, you know, okay. This that's why I phoned you.
Yeah.
Wow. How many rock stars? So, Usher's, no, this is what we were talking about, and you happened to answer the phone when we were talking about it. So, we're not going to continue talking about Usher and his herpes. How are you?
Fine, yourself.
It's me, Dave, by the way, your golf partner.
Yeah, how are you?
And Eric's here as well. So, hello, Eric.
Hello, Eric. Good.
Hello.
Brandon's also here. He knows you from somewhere.
Oh, we were drunk at a bar once.
Yeah, well, that's not how you meet Ross. So you're a proper rock star. We said, like, come to the studio, and you said, no, I'll just do this from my bed. Like Yoko Ono,
nah,
John
dude,
Lennon.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel terrible.
Do you feel terrible? Because Kate made you feel terrible.
I just feel bad. I keep on saying I'll be there,
No, but it's fine. You know what we do? You've got this massive stuff happening. You've got what have you got coming up? You've got there's obviously Joburg Day, but you've got you're doing opening. What would you be? I suppose Midnight Oil are closing for you.
No, we're playing with Midnight Oil. So we've got soundcheck later today. We've done photo shoots and we've just finished, or I'm in the final stages of the recording with the album, so
I respect that. If a comedian stays at home in bed and he's doing fuck all, then I understand. But you're doing stuff, and photo shoots and press kits and shit. But that's not why I want you on the show. Every time we do meet, you've got at least like 17 jokes for me. So I appreciate the fact that I think deep down you actually fuck rock and roll. You really want to be a comedian.
And everyone wants to be a comedian, dude.
No, I want to be a rock singer.
You see, we'll never be happy.
And then also, I think I got excited when I put your name up on the Twitter machine. After our show today, we've got the sex talk show, and they're having a lady come onto the show, and she's going to do a live squirt session.
They're phoning me for that show as well.
No, but are you going to pitch for that one at least?
Yeah, I'll pitch for that one.
Can you bring some Glad wrap?
Yeah, for my own face.
You're not allowed that close to the action. and you guys been touring, been busy, been overseas or here?
We've only been to London, and then we've just been mainly, I've been a mole man. I've been in the studio in the dark recording this new album.
Oh, so you've gone sort of pale, a wider shade of
pale. Pale and, you know, pale and weird looking, but which is normal.
Okay.
Then
the reason why we're actually supposed to speak to you is that you guys, how is the song doing? There's a CD called Rada Unearthed, Volume 1.
Yes.
And Rada are a rape and drug counseling place, okay, which is mostly rock singers end up there.
Yeah, it's so, free rehab.
So, and you guys did an album. What's that about?
We've done a song for the album. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, these guys, they're different parts of a charity. So there's the music side, and then there's the counseling side as well. And it's a very, very good charity. JP's
it's smart. It's driven by old JP DeNabriga. But we don't like talking about him because he also hates the limelight. He just wants to be in the background.
We
golf day together with the Rada Golf Day.
You guys
performed.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. And this song, Marching?
The song Keep Marching On, it's actually a song we've done. We did a version of the song with Black Coffee, and then we had another version of it, more rock version. So we put this version, the other version on the CD.
Okay, we'll play that when you go back to bed. Is Midnight Oil guy funny? Is he quite a serious dude? Have you met? What's his
Not
name?
Met yet.
The scary one, the one in the front man. What's his name?
I have no idea.
We must find out, Ross.
Yeah,
it's awkward backstage when you go, "Hey guy, hey Midnight,
hey dude,
hey Oil,
yeah, hey Oil man."
he's a politician in Australia. He works for the water forestry department. Big massive environmentalist dude. Just letting you know.
Wow.
So you can hit
it
all
night. I
have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing, Ross. Fuck. I'm a lonely 47-year-old white male. Tonight I got my kid. Gonna watch Batman Lego.
Nice.
Much more fun than your evening. When is Midnight Oil here?
It's tomorrow night.
When is Midnight Oil here?
That is great.
Dois are us.
No,
Ross, please tell us one of your dad's fucked up, stupid dad jokes, please.
Dad joke off. Go, Dave.
Go.
My dad said to my mom, "says, can you get me a beer quickly before it starts?" And she gets him a beer, and then he said, he drinks it. He said, "Oh, sorry, honey, get me another beer before it starts." And she gets another beer, and then he drinks it. He says, "I'm sorry, honey, get me quick another beer before it starts." And she says, before what fucking starts? He says, oh, there
it starts.
Yeah, terrible joke.
No, no, it's fine. But what I love about dad jokes is I am a dad and Brandon's a dad. And we realize now that the only way you can test your true sense of humor is if a kid laughs at your joke. That means it's the basis of all humor. And
but most of your jokes are dirty. So.
They are kind of. I mean, I spoke about the man who collected clitorises in his fridge. And the audience, my whole audience sort of shut down. And then I had to explain to them that 50% of this audience have them, you know, in their wallets or in their pants. But I mean, it was, that was my stuff. So obviously that's not a kid joke.
Yeah.
Well, obviously if you're collecting a clitoris, where are you going to put it? You got to keep it in where are you going to put it? In glad wrap. You're going to keep it in a fucking
put it in a Ziploc bag.
Ziploc bag. Keep that shit fresh.
Where else are you going to put it?
Yummy.
Not that I collect clitoris.
No, no one does anymore. It's quite an old-fashioned thing.
Yeah.
Ross.
Yes.
Brandon and I had a joke off. A dad joke off. Yes. Dad joke off.
Dad joke off.
That sounded so nasty. Who lost? Who came first?
Who won?
I mean, who came first?
So we'll test you now. You're not allowed to laugh. Okay, so Brandon, yes. My dog has no nerves.
Well, how does it smell?
It smells terrible. You see. You can do this. I met a guy with one leg called Rob. And then you say, what was the name of his other leg?
Sorry.
We're obviously not good at this.
What do you call a man, security guard at the Samsung store?
Guardian of the Galaxy.
Fuck off, man. Anyway, what do you call
it? I have a Samsung Galaxy in my hand. If I didn't know the answer to that, I would have been ashamed with myself.
What about when you're in the toilet? What?
Yes, if you're American in the lounge, what are you in the bathroom? European. Eric's done.
We've lost Ross.
He can't do this. He can't do this anymore.
Ross is still there.
Ross is still there.
This is excellent.
You got to do some dad jokes thing, when you accept your award at the Comedy
some
Choice.
Some dad jokes. Are you fucking crazy?
The guy in the studio with us, Eric, is a Comics Choice nominee, Ross. Like he's won.
Wow.
Not won awards, but
he's
going to put that
I've
been nominated on every poster from now. Till he wins an award.
Nah, I haven't told anyone.
Well, hopefully you win it.
Thank you.
There you go, Ross.
Champion.
Best newcomer.
Let
me tell you about Eric.
Nice.
Eric, he's got a podcast on Cliff Central, this very podcast.
Yes.
Do you want to ask Ross a question? He's a rock star.
I don't have... Why are there emotional backstories behind songs?
Ooh, that's a good question,
yes.
Ross. Go.
Why are they?
Yes.
Why are they emotional?
Like, why don't you just sing
she
and
She comes
leave?
Around like a wildfire and the must turn to the flame. I'm feeling horny. Okay. Yes, answer Eric's question.
The emotional thing is you got to have something to say.
For the teens. You know what I mean? For the teens.
See, I love that answer.
Yeah. Just sing along.
That's why we do comedy. I do comedy because I can't sing. So otherwise, all my shit would have been in music form. I would have just been like, I went to the shop and they robbed me. But as you can hear, I don't have the voice for that. So.
Tell him they're a mermaid.
But dude, I think women love comedians more than singers these days.
Is that how it is, Ross? Yes. Do you reckon the ratio is higher of ass?
What are you saying?
Are comedians overtaking rock singers at getting ass? This is sad.
Maybe. I think if you can make a woman laugh, then they say that's the way to.
No, I've heard if you can make a woman squirt.
What?
If you can make a woman on a radio show. You know, they don't have to actually even do it. It's a radio. So we can say, oh man, look at that. It's on the walls. Here's the weird thing.
You have another call.
I have another call. Hey. Please hold.
This is so weird.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yes, Leonard has come in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you just do that?
Just did that.
My friend, this is Friday. Only the weirdest shit happened.
We've lost Ross.
Ross got over this now.
Ross is like, yeah, no, I'm done.
I don't blame him.
I'll phone him back. the thing is.
The dude's trying to sleep. I have a...
Remember we were told we're not allowed to eat donuts in the studio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello,
Ross. Sorry. My security guard phoned me from my house.
Why are they playing with food in the studio? Why are they making
the
food squirt?
It's fine. So tell me more jokes. Because you know, the times we've been at the bar, we've sat there. You should actually do 5 minutes of comedy at the box.
No, my jokes are terrible. I can't even remember anything.
But where are you from? You've got the accent. There's a bit of Scottish in there or something.
Yeah, I'm from Motherwell. But I was 3 months. I was wet from the womb.
So you moved back.
I was a smelly baby on the plane.
So you moved straight here. So your accent comes from literally from family gatherings and just
from my dad. Yeah, my dad's like Braveheart. He wears blue paint, runs around the house.
No ways. Those are cool. At least you knew your dad. I don't know what makeup my dad wears. No, how, and then also there's another link. How far East Rand did you live? Kempton.
How far East Rand? I lived in Middlebrook, so I'm like the far east.
Oh, fuck. That's far. Oh,
that's mega far east.
And
that's
Innerdale. Where does the rock singers come from? Is it from school? When did you decide to do this?
Yeah, in school. Like, really? I couldn't get a girlfriend. I should have been a comedian.
No.
We can get girlfriends. Unfortunately, they don't belong to us. It's always some other person's girlfriend.
Never my girlfriend.
And we can't keep them either. Well, you're not married or anything, and dads and kids. And
no,
stuff.
No.
So you're keeping it rock and roll. But you can't, man. You tour too much.
Yeah, my cactus died the other day.
I don't understand.
Did you just say your cactus died?
Yeah.
My cactus died. Yes.
Not his cat.
Please explain.
That was his child.
Keep I'm never at home, so my cactus literally died. But, and I think those things last in deserts.
I was just going to say, they are in the desert. And there's
That's the joke.
They can't even look after a plant that lasts in the desert.
Never mind.
We have to explain stuff to Eric sometimes. But he is very smart.
On the inside.
He's got a nomination.
Exactly.
Have you guys ever won an award? What have you guys, Prime Circle, won awards?
We won. My favorite award is the best stunt.
Well, if you come to the sex show after us, this is the best.
You might have taken a new award.
Yeah, it's the best cunt.
Jesus. Wow.
I don't think we're allowed to say that. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
So we talked about your best stunt. But where are you bigger? In South Africa, or you guys are massive in Germany?
We're doing okay in Germany. It's consistently growing.
And you're going on tour there now, because I saw on your Twitter you've got a European tour.
We're going to Australia, and we're doing a festival called the Snow Tunes Festival, and then
Snow Tunes.
We come back, and then Snow Tunes, and then we come back, and we do Germany.
Do you get nervous for shows? Because people ask me as a comedian, they go, "Do you get nervous? Like, you know your song words, you know what to do. Is there you just fucking get it right? You're on there, and it just comes like riding a bicycle."
No, yeah, I do get nervous. I get nervous about maybe the mix or sometimes the words. And now with new stuff, it's even more nerve-wracking. Because now that you don't know if they're going to like it. So.
And who plans that kind of stuff? In terms of the show stuff, the pyrotechnics and the ta-da. Who does the ta-da?
Marco likes the ta-da as well. He likes organizing the fireworks and everything like that. So
Marco,
he does that.
The piano.
He's the bass player.
No one knows who that is. And your drummer, how's he? How's he doing?
He's good. Dale is great.
I love him.
I want to take him
almost home.
Fully full, covered in tattoos now.
I thought he's fully grown.
No, he's not. He is fully grown. He actually stands behind the drum.
He does stand behind the drum. Hey, because the cushion wasn't helping him up. And then the phone book cushion and a tomato box still couldn't reach the snare. Which is the drummer? Which is the one on the top?
The top drum.
Ross, so you're going to Australia?
Then we go to Germany.
This is huge. We've never had an actual proper rock singer on our show, so therefore we haven't really planned any questions for you.
No, I love it. It's great.
So are you at home? Are you relaxed?
I am at home.
You're not lying to us. You didn't wake up
in another radio show.
Has your barber ever fucked up your haircut before a show?
Has your barber ever fucked up your haircut before a show? Eric wants to know. Very important question. This is on Ellen.
Yes, I have. I've actually done my own face. I don't have a nice face without a beard, so I've shaved it off by accident.
And then no one recognized you. Who's that guy singing Ross's songs?
Yeah, who's that weird-looking guy?
So you're sticking with the beard. Are you going, that's your thing?
Yeah, no, there's nothing I can do.
How old are you now?
Without a beard. I'm 29.
Fantastic.
Still young.
Not 29, I don't think. I'm from Middleburg. and then Australia, do you guys get to do radio interviews and stuff? Are they better than this? Do you think they'll ask you proper questions and not about your hair?
No, I think this is probably the top I've ever had.
My name's Ross Learmonth, and I listen to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. And then we'll play the shit out of that.
Yes.
Okay, go.
This is Ross Learmonth, and I don't listen to the podcast.
Because I get stunt awards. What was the stunt award for?
Yeah.
A video.
The stunt was for best stunt.
In Sama, what was it?
It was in a music. It was in an MK Awards.
And everyone
it was the
that.
First MKs, and it, yeah, and they created categories for everyone, which is great. So everyone won.
Got awards.
Oh, so then
you guys were like, we want to be for the music. We do this for the music. And we're like, okay, yes. We'll take that stunt award.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it.
What was the stunt?
I jumped off the back of a car. Our drummer jumped off the back of a boat. We just jumped off things.
But those aren't stunts. Those are gravity-based exercises.
Yeah. At high speed, though, they felt like stunts.
Fantastic. For which song?
Yeah. Live This Life.
Can you sing it for us?
Live This Life.
Ross, I hate it. If I do interviews and someone says, please tell us a joke, I'm like,
no. Tell us a joke.
Yeah,
yes.
Fuck, I hate it. I can't. Someone says, well, sing us a song. But now, you're. Do you play guitar or have you been learning as you go? Did you play
learning from, as I go, but I do play the guitar. Yeah.
From is it? So that was your first instrument. You said this will get me chicks.
Yes, the one and only.
That's the only reason why we start playing guitar. Anyway, I started playing guitar to get chicks, but you know what I found? It got in the way. You have to actually take it off.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we're gonna have to put the phone down because what we have now is something called Breakfast Beer Club. Are you familiar with that?
No, I love it already, though.
You love the sound of it. What we used to do is we used to try different beers, and then they said we can't. So what we do is we try them at home, and then we talk about them.
It's lovely.
We drink them in the car on the way here.
In the car on the way here.
And then we review them.
My beer's in a Starbucks coffee cup.
Ross, I love it.
Please say hi to the man from Midland Oil and find out his name, and then just WhatsApp me.
Thank you.
I mean, I could Google it. I could fucking Google it, but yes.
Yeah. I will Google it myself.
Okay. Do you guys have to do duets with him, or do you do your set and then they do theirs?
They do their set later.
Oh, is it? So were you a fan of theirs back in the day?
Freshly ground, and then it's them.
Jeepers, that's a good. Is that big concerts?
Yes, I think so.
Damn, that's a nice little thing, and that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, yeah, in the afternoon actually.
Where is it?
Mark's Park.
You had to think about that.
you almost
please,
got me.
Please arrive for that one. You know what I mean? Don't do the show. Don't do your songs from home. You know what I'm saying?
I'll arrive from there. Can you imagine there's a cell phone on stage?
Fuck, I'd love to do that just as a joke.
What is the strangest gig you've ever done in
Eric's
your life?
Looking at questions that...
No, I'm not looking at questions on Google. I'm trying to update my apps. But what is the strangest gig you've ever done? Because we all have strange gig stories. I just thought about that now. I can tell you.
We've done some weird like house party things.
Weird house parties?
Yeah, like, you know, like this. We arrived once and it was on a game farm and I think it was for... This kid was like 10 years old or something.
Okay. So he, as a 10-year-old birthday present, he's said, Dad, I want Prime Circle. Or he probably said, Dad, I want something else. And he said, you're getting Prime Circle.
Yeah. Can you get me Justin?
I want Justin Bieber.
Justin's not around.
And his dad's at work. He phoned his secretary. Who's that band? Live This Life, the stunt guys.
Yeah, the stunt guys.
Wow. And did you actually, was he with his 10-year-old buddies? How long ago was this?
Yeah, this was a few years ago.
So he's older now, and he's learned his lesson.
Yeah, he's probably like, maybe 14 now.
So what you said, your first song should have been called Go to Your Room.
Go to Your Room, yeah.
We did the gig, all the comedians have done it, where it's a Christmas night gig.
Where's this?
At Doe Stain's house. You know, the insurance company owner.
Never done it.
Yes.
Stain City.
Well, you nominated
him.
He
invited to his house on Christmas Day, and you do a comedy set for him and his family. 7 people.
Wow.
And you get cash. You get paid in bills.
A mad stack.
In real money.
In real money, yeah. How did you handle that, though? Because it's not easy to set up a whole thing for a 10-year-old party.
Yeah, we just, everything is just, you got to try and play it. So.
There's no swearing in your songs, though.
No.
Well, was the swearing that day particularly? Did you just incorporate a bunch of swearing?
Yeah, that night there was some swearing.
Yo, why did we do this?
I wrote this fucking song.
There was no ta-da. Okay, so the Breakfast Beer Club. I want you to come to the studio next time when you guys are back.
I promise you, I apologize.
And bring Dale with, because he's funny.
I will bring the midget with.
Bring the midget with, and I think we do this again. Is that cool, Ross?
The horse whisperer. We will do this again. Thank you, Dale.
Horse whisperer.
The horse whisperer.
That's you, Dave.
Okay. Do you remember Dale telling
the
story?
He was punched in the throat. There was a baby.
He has got a deep voice.
Yeah, the horse whisperer.
Oh, I see. Do you remember his story about he saw Trevor Noah at a hotel, and he said, are you also staying here? We sponsored. And Trevor said, no, I own the whole floor.
I own the place.
And They also, hey, yeah, I'm keeping this gown and the slippers, and Trevor said, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I like it. Ross, you're gonna miss the squirting, and I'm gonna maybe go. I'm gonna take my kid to see Midnight Oil.
Well, Prom Circle.
Nice.
How do we sleep when our beds are
burning? When your bed is burning.
Yeah.
How? Is that Madonna?
No, that's Madonna. From that rash. Ross, please have a flippin' awesome Friday. And thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you.
Because Rockstars have got things to do.
Thanks for not hating me. I appreciate it.
No, man. We love you. And enjoy it. And just keep on marching on.
Cheers, gentlemen. Have a nice one, guys.
Cheers, Ross. Bye, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So, guys, I have news, other news that has nothing to do with... Okay, firstly, the beer news that I heard in the news this morning was apparently if you have a couple of drinks a week, it'll lessen the chances of you getting diabetes, which is very strange.
You know what I like about Eric is that he listened to 5 FM on the way in. They had the Justin Bieber story, the Twitter story about...
No, they didn't have the Justin Bieber story. Don't talk shit!
I dropped my kid off at school this morning. They had a hole. They even played.
Eric was still sleeping.
They even
when you
played
were
the recording of the guy saying, "Hi, we're down here now. It seems like the front wheel went over his right leg, and then Justin Bieber got out the vehicle and phoned the hospital."
I can tell he's lying because this was news on Thursday.
Doesn't matter. It was on the news this morning.
No, it wasn't.
But I mean, what was I listening to, Eric? On the way, fucking
you heard other stories. They were talking about
even
the Eskom
people.
Even
my kid said to me, "Said what happened, Dad?" I said, "Well, Justin Bieber ran over a paparazzi outside church."
Okay, will you guys have your domestic?
This guy.
Or when it's but no, but not.
I bring Eric, news and then he complains.
From fucking Heartfelt.
Nobody's bringing this news now.
No,
what's
no.
the other one?
No, I bet you this one is also on Heartfelt. Go.
No, it's finished. It's fine. No, ooh. Carry on.
Who's the 10-year-old in the room now? Why don't you go to your room? So what's the other story?
Nah, there was no other story.
No, I can see it from here. There's
no story.
There was definitely.
Updating apps, man.
Because you get free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, in other news.
I was going to say that Rob and Woody are my friends on Facebook now. So they've been messaging me and telling me that the WhatsApp line is down. And I'm like, no, Dave is just bad at reading.
Yes. This is also true.
So obviously, hopefully Michelle has sent us a WhatsApp.
Well,
Michelle liked my tweets.
She likes the tweets from the sex show as well.
Michelle was our first ever Facebook follower.
Really?
She was number one.
And what Amazing. About, how many Twitter followers have we got?
Not more than 29.
What are we called?
Just now
comedy.
Please, we have how many?
29.
This is the actual song from the RADA album.
This is Ross.
This is Prom Circle.
Yeah, he's 26 followers.
We can listen to a song. Yeah. 26 followers.
Yeah.
Raise my glass to these obstacles and the walls that hold us in. I make a toast to those less fortunate and the people who did not understand them.
You can't do a show.
Rob says you have to get your shit together.
Rob is who?
Rob from Amsterdam.
One of your Amsterdam. Really, I must get my shit together.
Yes, because you're not reading the WhatsApps.
Read the WhatsApp. Right? This oak is fucking hysterical.
And he loves Cliff Central.
He loves it.
Then he's a real person.
No, he's WhatsApping us. Of course, he's a real person.
He's my friend on Facebook.
You
he's actively messaging me now.
No matter how funny
guys.
You think your podcast are, if someone's doing a squirting show after you, every single WhatsApp here is, let's see. Squirt masters in training. Like, guys, let's talk about comedy and, you know, how important it is to have a sense of humor in these times of hardship. No, in fact, let's rather squirt. And Brandon, you asked me the question in the car, is it really that abnormal?
No. Well, that's what I wanted
normal?
To know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Eric?
Squirting normal?
You're a mermaid. Tell us what it's like.
Do I squirt? I don't squirt. I just normally do things that don't involve squirting.
Fantastic, man.
PlayStation.
I'm planning on learning. Yeah. I play GTA Online. I have Wi-Fi now.
No one squirts.
At my house. No one squirts
No
there.
One squirts.
Just bullets, left, right, and center, and tanks. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll read the WhatsApps now.
Please.
I don't know what's happening. Something happened there.
There, somebody just sent us a message. The first WhatsApp.
No, I'm in.
Go read the thing there.
Someone's talking.
It's Gareth.
Oh, he's finding Rob from Amsterdam.
No, Rob is saying that everyone is excited for the squirting part of the show.
I mean, in Amsterdam, that happens. They call it window washing.
Even he's listening. Yeah, so this is going to be fun, man.
What's nice is when Gareth was in Amsterdam, he actually met... a fan. And yeah. I would also, I've got to send a shout out to Dinesh.
Yes.
Because while I was in at a comedy club doing my set, I got heckled by someone who said, "I love your podcast." And I'm like, is that a heckle?
That is so funny. We can actually hear that. It sounds like we have a Vietnamese warrior just trying to kill people very, very far away. Just shouting orders. Bring their gun, shoot them, back to the trenches.
That's what we need. We need more heckling on our podcast.
Yes, I think
so
we should get
like
a proper
heckler. Dinesh is
Dinesh,
a... What does he
man.
Do for a living?
Dinesh is an... You told me it was something to do with accounting.
No, it's like hardcore.
Yeah, like a real job.
Auditor.
Auditing.
And he says he puts his little earphones in and then sits Dinesh. There and just giggles and laughs. Obviously, he didn't do that today. But...
What, giggly and laugh?
He didn't do any laughing today.
Yeah, he but he was probably listening.
And then also, Karabo Ludika was going to join us. She's been nominated in the Comics Choice Awards for the, I think it's the media one. Is that right?
Yes.
What is that category?
I don't actually know. I just thought she was. No. I think she's part of the Comics Pen. Isn't she part of the comic? Wait, let me just look at the
okay,
list.
I'm going to find it.
Yeah, but it's for writing. It's either for writing or one of the best, what do you call it?
Do the guys get together? Because you're getting a bit of press out of the Comics Choice Awards,
Comics
aren't
Choice.
You?
I'm going to Cape Town tomorrow, yeah.
To do a Comics
a shoot,
Choice
a insert
shoot.
For one of the things, yeah. It's going to be fun.
But that's exciting. Like, how old are you now? 21?
Amazing. Yeah.
You're on the news.
Yeah.
You're doing shoots. And you're on our podcast. We don't need a guest.
You do need a guest.
You've got Eric.
You've got me, but... But my life's not bad.
When the guests come here, they don't download, upgrade the apps and shout at me for doing
I'm looking at
news
and stuff as well, because that's what I'm doing. Yeah, she's part of the Comics Pen. I see her picture.
Okay.
There she is.
Okay, and that is, who else is, that like Lazola?
Laz is nominated, Muzi, Trevor Noah, and Mojack.
What's Trevor Noah nominated for?
Comics Pen.
So what's nice is, if you're in that category, can I say that you're pretty fucked?
Yeah.
I'm in the category. I wrote this article for Women's Health.
Yes. Rob wants to know, have you ever made a girl squirt in all your years of...
I have, but it wasn't on purpose. It was purely... wrong. And then also, guys, if you are a squirter, tell your guy so you can prepare. And then I won't use my 180, what is it, that per kale Egyptian cotton. I'll put on the sheet.
The towel sheet. Towel sheets.
It should be called
sheet. He sent
us
three separate messages. Like, ask Dave if he ever made a girl squirt. Next message in all his years. Next message of hooker encounters.
Oh, this man knows me so well.
When you come to South Africa, Rob, you need to be on the show because you sound like a legend.
Okay, so now...
Are you reading the last episode?
Trevor Noah was nominated.
Yeah,
for
Comics Pen.
What, for writing?
For Daily Show.
For writing
obviously.
Of the Daily Show.
Like,
but doesn't he... doesn't. He's got
how
a team of writers. Yeah.
I want to talk shit about it, but I can't because I'm a nominee. So I'm going to keep quiet until after the awards. Then I'll say myself.
No, but it's good.
Is he coming for the
what
award?
What it does is it means that we are international. Hey, we'll
he's
be
leaving
here.
Straight after your show now in August. Because the awards are only in September, 9th of September,
okay.
At the Lyric Theatre. So
I do enjoy the awards. I enjoy it just being part of the...
are we
I
going
like
to the awards?
I think the Just Now Comedy Podcast is going to do a live podcast from the awards.
I think we should.
They're not, but I'm just saying that
yes.
Because the universe is listening.
Yeah.
Because hell knows, no one else is. You know what I like about our show is that it could actually happen without us here. Because
yeah.
No one actually gives a shit. There's people outside setting up at blankets and it's like a camp.
Yeah.
Camp out.
This is the most people I've ever seen in this place. Like
they are here for squirting, Baba.
I've never seen such a big smile on Greg's face ever.
It's a slumber party.
They are here
let's
to
get
see
some popcorn
people.
And watch Lego.
Even
Batman.
I'm excited for the squirting, and I don't even know what squirting is.
You know what? Don't sit in the front.
I went to Sexpo.
If you can see the clam,
the vertical smile, the pink tackle.
You know what at comedy they often say, don't sit in the front row because the comedian's going to pick on you. With squirting, don't sit in the front row because the chick's going to squirt on you.
Don't sit in the front row because then you can't jerk off. No, I'm kidding. No, that's nasty.
Nasty.
I didn't say that. I never said that.
Do you have any...
But you can't enjoy a strip show from the front row because it's obvious.
Tell me what's happening at Goliath Comedy Club. Why have they moved again?
They haven't moved again. We are still at the venue.
But they're moving back to the old place.
Yeah, because those motherfuckers didn't give us our money. I can't say our money. I'm not involved. But they didn't pay. They put down a deposit.
Oh, to take the place.
And then they didn't come back.
So you're going back to the original club. Okay, I enjoyed the original club.
I liked that club.
It had the walls. Yeah. It had pictures. It was like a proper comedy club.
Yeah, it was.
John T's
measuring.
John T brings us
your
the
show. Your show has ruined our show because all anyone wants to talk about
is
this performance.
But listen,
Well, so they should. So they should be, because this is the really important stuff of life.
Seashells, yes. Seashells, I mean, on the seashore. She scritch, sheman. What would it be called? Lady, scritch, lady cup.
It's called Amrita, which means nectar of the goddess. Nice.
Wow. Amarula, which is called nectar of the Amarula plant.
Wait, I'm going to stay so I can hear that word again.
Shimmerita. Well, then I can say to someone,
Amrita.
Excuse me.
Amrita?
You have spilled all your nectar all over my nice cheeks.
Your nectar of the goddess.
A little hummingbird going, ooh, I will fertilize the...
Wow.
Strelitzias.
That was so beautiful. I'm in awe. I'm definitely staying.
I once asked a girl if I could help her with her clivia. And she slapped me. But it is an actual type of plant.
It's a flower.
It's a flower, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of nectar.
Rob says he would come to the show. He wants to know, when are we coming to Amsterdam? Because there is a comedy scene there. And like I said, I'm quoting him. And like I said, I'll pay for Dave to fuck a hooker. But
no,
I'm picking. So
there you go. Give him my spec.
There you go.
My spec is, yeah, anything really.
Does she have a heartbeat and boobs? Yes, I mean.
And what's her nectar?
What's
like?
She always
she
a woman?
Good nectar, because I'm in the nectar business now. I like a good cup of nectar in the morning.
The Amorita.
I love the smell of nectar in the morning. I love the smell of nectar of the goddesses in the morning. Okay, so now Rob's in Amsterdam. Where's Woody from?
Woody's from Port Elizabeth.
Do you think if we had a fan interview, they'd arrive? I know rock stars can stay in bed. Yeah. Robert, obviously, I didn't reply to the email.
We met fans at the Beer Fest.
So we actually have real fans.
Yeah, we have a couple of fans.
Just Dinesh, Rob, Woody.
Oh, yeah, my brother told me that his girlfriend listens to our show every week religiously. And I'm like, just WhatsApp us.
And Dave never reads them.
You know what's
so
amazing?
Yeah,
what's amazing about that?
What's that?
Eric's brother has a girlfriend.
You met my brother.
Yeah,
he's
Eric's
way
brother,
more handsome
Eric's
than I am.
Brother
his
is handsome
together.
Handsome pilot.
Yeah, and he's a pilot. He never ever. I bet you never tells the chicks he flies cargo.
Yeah,
he just goes with it. So like,
now
because
he
I'm a
flies
pilot.
International again. Like, he's,
is he back on there with the people?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's a
but he cheats him like cargo.
We've reached that time of the show where Dave reads us some WhatsApps.
Oh, I'm reading WhatsApps.
Please,
fuck.
We've been here.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna read what's on here.
Yeah. No, don't read what's on there. Read.
Sex Talk with Cliff Central. Tune into Cliff Central at 10 a.m. Trust me.
There's
nothing for us. There's not a single person who gives a shit about
it. Woody sent messages.
Okay, here I am. Michelle!
Yay!
Thank God.
We
one
made
WhatsApp.
It. Yeah.
Okay, you know what's nice? Michelle said, hi guys, I'm here. She said nothing about squirting. She's just keeping it real.
She's keeping
and that's
it.
What it's about.
She's keeping it comedy
Eric,
related.
Is there any more comedy news? Because I feel there's not only Montreal. Something else is happening as well. Three or four guys have gone.
No, there was other news that we were discussing.
Yes.
That we needed to discuss. There was a man...
Minutes.
There was a man who was left at sea. He was shipwrecked.
Yes.
He landed on an island, and he got raped by seals.
Now what happened? Not Seal the singer, hey?
No.
Wow.
No. So literally landed on this rock, and the seals. It was seals mating season, and the only reason he stayed alive was because the seals stopped him from getting hypothermia.
Okay, so now the only reason why I clicked on this
you're
story,
a winner and a loser.
Cokie Falco put it on Facebook. So what happened? His ship. It was a fishing vessel.
Yeah.
The ship. So he was on that island.
Yeah.
So after 2 days, he woke up because he was asleep for his sort of induced coma.
Yeah.
And the seals had already had a go.
Yes.
So he woke up in a kind of juicy nectar.
Yes. A seal nectar.
Nectar of the seals, John T. It's called nectar of the seals.
Sealcum.
Sealcum. There is someone did make the joke. They said. He blew a seal, which is the dad joke.
Yes, it's the dad joke section.
Blew a seal. And then the scientist said, actually, he was lucky because of their whale. And he said they weren't trying to mate with him. She said, when they see, if they hear that you've got a heartbeat, they do that. They keep you warm.
No, they were.
Were they fucking him?
No.
And I just clicked on it because the guy looked like Cokie Falco, which means that Cokie Falco looks like a guy who's just fallen off a ship all the time. That guy looks, he has an excuse. Like, geez, you look like you just fell off a ship.
I did. The seals were on top of me.
Like, there's got to be, that's like a, getting hit you know if you start a movie, you know when the camera pans down like that and starts? Like, it's a beautiful scene. The logo, Universal.
And then Cokie Falco falls out.
No, and then the camera pans down.
And there's a seal on a guy.
That's how the movie starts. And it says,
I can't wait for them to make that one.
I woke up on the island. And this male seal.
By seals.
No, but you can't, it's not, I don't think it, in
Michelle,
nature rape doesn't exist as rape. Because yeah, the shell could probably rape help would be us, a legal yeah. thing. But dolphins.
Yeah, rape is a human thing.
Dolphins do it as well.
Yeah, but so, they don't rape. They just kill fish and then fuck their.
No, man. They each
corpses.
Other.
Or that as well, yeah.
Jeez.
I saw a video of a dolphin. I saw a video of a dolphin fetching some lady's iPhone because she was taking a video and then a phone fell in the water.
Yeah.
And there were dolphins swimming by. And one of the dolphins stopped, swam down, picked up the iPhone, and then came up. And gave the phone back to the lady. I was like, wow.
And then he went, this amazing. Thing is never going to work again.
I would have kept the iPhone if I was a dolphin. But no, I don't know how I'm going to operate that. I would have given it to my
really
mermaid
friends. Did that really happen? Was it like happened. News no, story it that happened. I heard about Justin Bieber running
I'm
going to
find this video.
Wait,
oh, you see
Justin
this
Bieber's
guy.
Become a Christian.
I'm going to find this.
Justin Bieber became a Christian.
Wow,
news.
Those are a lot of
I don't know if that's news. Because then we can't have him on this show.
No.
Where is it?
You know... For next week's show, we're going to get a guest who's going to do something stupid and sexual. Because it seems, if that's what you people want, if that's how you want to do this, then we'll
Is that how you guys
like
want to play?
You could go to your room, and you'll have no PlayStation.
Wait.
No GTA for you.
No, GTA is the shit, though. Okay, the GTA Online, oh my God.
What is this?
No, I'm going to find...
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
We're doing heists.
So that's what comedians do in their spare time.
So your story was the guy with the seals. Is there a good... Did it turn out okay? He's back, he's okay.
He's alive.
Okay. He just... And the seal, you know what the
I don't know. I'm like,
apparently he said the worst part of it is that the seal hasn't written. The seal hasn't asked how he is.
You know,
and that's just... That hurts you, man.
And like, I mean, if you're going to do that and then cuddle me and then not get back to me.
Exactly.
Like if you just want physical stuff, don't cuddle.
But the thing, what he does now is he goes down to the club.
this is going south.
Like we said, it's dad joke.
He goes down to the club looking for seals. I was gonna open a club in Kempton called Club Seal.
They wouldn't have got it.
No one would have got it.
they would have been like, yeah.
Please don't be nervous today. It's Friday.
Aha, there's the video.
Okay,
I told
good.
You. Got you.
And it's not trick
photography
or CGI.
Phone? No.
Ooh, cheerleader. I bet you that's why you clicked on it. You were checking cheerleaders.
You were like, cheerleader
Watch Dolphin Retrieve phone. Miami Heat Dance's phone after she drops it in the ocean. Like she was filming the thing. Because it's the clear water.
But
it's
I dropped my phone because it's... How does a dolphin bring a phone up to the surface?
This guy thinks the dolphin just put it on its face. You know dolphins like...
In the mouth.
Hell no.
My God.
That's what it did. Also, maybe you can put the iPhone. There is an app. You can put the iPhone in the dolphin's blowhole.
Docking station, iDolphin.
Isn't that what it's for?
No, that's not what the hole is for. That's for breathing.
In fact, Koki used to have a joke about that. He said, during anal sex, your girlfriend will always turn into a dolphin because you put it in and she goes...
Yeah. I've heard this story. I wouldn't know.
No, I don't know.
Hashtag virgin. What? Kidding, I don't know.
You know what I like about Eric's tweets or Facebook things? He just leaves it open-ended. He says, hey, so I was thinking about this. Does anyone have these thoughts? And you're like, Eric.
I had this thought.
Tell us.
And then everybody just bagged on me, so I took it off.
Was it about the orgasm?
Faking an orgasm. As a guy, have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah, hell
like,
yeah.
Like, has the shit ever been so bad where you're like, you know, I'm just going to spit out
I was married, eh? I was married. I was like, oh, yeah. Done.
But there's nothing, Brandon.
So good.
I came on the inside.
I had an emotional orgasm.
I wouldn't like I've yeah. I
just
lied.
Want to cuddle.
I wouldn't I just want to cuddle. I would say I had to, but I've never had to because I don't know. Like I don't know the etiquette. I don't know what the rules are. I've read about it.
But
faking
some guy was like,
I know for gay guys, they often just have some yogurt there.
I was
they just splash it.
Yeah, I was reading a story, and then this guy was like, yeah, I was doing it from behind, and there was a weird smell, and then I got tired of it, so I just spat on her back and made a noise.
Jesus.
Some guy said that. Are these the people you follow on Facebook? Nope.
Yeah, meme pages on Instagram.
Jeez, this podcast has gone to the dogs. I mean, it's one of my favorite podcasts.
It's gone to the dogs.
But I mean, really. I was doing doggy style. There was a weird smell, so I spat it back and said, "Okay, bye now."
I'm done. Yeah, that's a.
Is it a friend of yours?
No, it was on the interwebs.
You need to get off the interwebs and start looking for like financial advice and
why?
And
I don't have money. I really don't have money.
Eric, have you listened to Ben Koplinski's podcast? Because it was nice flow. It was good, solid, good like questions and listening to the answers. Things we don't do.
I didn't get a chance.
And then
to
he says, "No, I don't have data."
No, but I have Wi-Fi, so I don't have an excuse. I just didn't get a chance to do it yesterday because I was busy.
He just doesn't give a shit.
But give it a listen.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a listen.
Because we're going to have some sportsmen on when they come here to the funny side of sports, because I found out that Mone Steyn and Dale Steyn, all these guys are actually quite funny. They're jokers in the pack.
We've got two football players that want to come.
Football? Oh, yes. Yeah. From which teams? Pirates?
One's from Chiefs. He's playing this weekend. Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, yes. Please say Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs. And the other one's in between transfers, so we can't really discuss yet.
Oh, we can't discuss him.
Yes.
What's the one's name from Kaiser Chiefs? He plays for the junior side or the big side?
Plays for Kaiser Chiefs.
He's playing this weekend. One in the derby.
He's playing in the derby this weekend.
That's quite a cool thing.
So we won't tell anyone. We'll keep it a surprise.
Just won't say who he is.
Yes.
Because you don't know his name, hey?
Yeah. Anthony. I just live next door.
This is, there's two soccer players live next door. We should interview them. About what?
You just said there's funny things in sport.
But you remember, we can't just invite anyone in here. We got the thing called the Caroline rule.
Oh, yes, no. The Caroline rule is, Caroline is our benchmark of...
And also...
That didn't go so great.
I've also got to learn... I've got to learn how the mics work.
Caroline is the Christmas cake of Breakfast Beer Club.
Podcasts.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I agree.
You and us are done. This has been the Just Now Pod,
you and us.
Comedy podcast.
Wow.
Eric, you want to say goodbye here because you like to say goodbye last. Brandon, anything to say goodbye to?
Everybody, stay tuned for the squirting.
Fuck that. What about our show?
Oh, it's done.
We are here next week again.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be back next week.
Tune ins. Okay, grab the cliffcentrals.com.
We'll invest in some guests.
And we will see you just now.
Cool. My name's Dave and that's Eric. Cheers. Cliffcentral.com.